Welcome back to the show. So today we're going to be talking about the main things that have happened in the NBA offseason so far. A lot of things have happened, and today we're going to be talking about eight of them. So, first thing, Russell Westbrook got traded for Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook went to the Rockets. He's going to get to play with James Harden now, and they played together a long time ago. And Chris Paul is going to get to go to the Thunder. He's going to get to go to the Thunder. And, well, I don't know how he's going to do there. Now, Lila, who do you think this trade was better for? Russell? You think it was better for Russell?
Yeah.
Okay, now why do you think it was better for Russell?
Because he's younger.
Uh-huh. Okay, Aiden, what do you think?
I think it was better for Russell Westbrook because Chris Paul is really older, and Russell Westbrook is going to a good team.
Yeah, he is. Okay, now, Anthony Davis went to the Lakers, and Anthony Davis, he's a really good player, but the Lakers gave so much up for him. They traded Lonzo. They traded, who was that? I think they traded Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
And they traded, like, a bunch of draft picks. It wasn't worth it to me. But what do you think about it, Lila? Remember, there are no wrong answers, just whatever you think. Okay, so we'll come back to that question. We'll come back to that question. Eden, what do you think?
I think that...
Okay, well, whatever. What do you think was better for... Do you think it was better for the Lakers or the Pelicans?
Pelicans.
Okay, why? Why do you think it was better for them?
They had more points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it was better for the Pelicans because they got a bunch of people in trade for Anthony.
Okay. So now D'Angelo Russell went on to the Warriors. What do you think about that trade, Lila? Do you think D'Angelo, do you think it was smart for him to go? Because you remember, if you remember... I think as far as winning, it was smart. But as far as people liking him, I don't think it was smart at all. I don't think it was smart at all to do that.
Not smart.
It wasn't smart because now everybody's going to be like, well, he's on the Warriors. They're just going to go win it again. But see, I think you were right. That it's not a good. It wasn't good for him to go there. It really wasn't.
Now, I think it was not right.
Okay. Good Lord, you're loud. Okay. Now, hey, I'm trying to record. Keep your feet still. Now, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving went to Brooklyn. Now, I personally. Now, hate Kyrie for doing this because he left the Celtics after he said he wanted to spend the rest of his career there. So now I hate him. And Kevin Durant, nobody likes him anyways. So what do you think about it, Lila? Oh, and might I add, Kevin Durant is going to be out for the entire season this year and possibly the next season. Now, Kyrie, I just don't like him. What do you think?
Kyrie.
What do you think about him? Do you like him anymore?
No.
Yeah, I don't like him either. What do you think?
Hey. I don't like him anymore.
Okay, well.
Because he said he was going to play for the Boston Celtics his whole life. But then he traded to the Brooklyn.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and kick you off my show because you cannot be. You just. Okay.
Bye.
Listen. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, you can leave.
Bye. Eden is out.
Okay, bye. Now, Lila, me and you can actually talk about this. Now, Kimball Walker went...
Kimball Walker?
Hey, you're either here or you're out. You're not going to do that.
I'm here.
Okay, now, Kimball Walker...
I'm back, guys.
Okay, Kimball Walker went to the Celtics. I think this is the best move the Celtics made.
Kimball Walker?
The best move that the Celtics made this whole off season. The second best move they made, they got Taco Fall. the 7'7" player. He's real good. I think he's going to dunk over a lot of people this year. It's going to be awesome. So now Kemba is the best player on the Celtics, and he's actually going to stay there and not leave.
Kyrie.
Because, because he actually knows what he wants to do, and Kyrie's just like, I want to go here, I want to go there. All right, now, what do you think about Kemba going to the Celtics?
Good.
It was real good? Why do you think it was good? Okay, well, we'll come back to that. I think it was good because he's actually not going to leave like Kyrie does. He's not going to leave, and he's really good. Now, what do you think? He's only a few years older, too, so that he's 29. Kyrie's 27, I think. He's 27. So, it's not that much age difference, and he's better.
What I think about him Kyrie going to the tacos.
Okay, now we already passed that question. Tacos is not a team. Taco is a player, however.
Taco Walls?
Fall. Hey, stop kicking my stand. All right. Now. Okay, so we have your opinion on that now. Now, we're going to talk about Kawhi Leonard. Now, Kawhi, as everybody knows, got traded from the Spurs to the Raptors. He wanted this trade. However, what's his name? Old dude didn't want it. I can't think of his name right now. It'll come to me, though. DeMar DeRozan didn't want that trade, and he got real sad when the Raptors won. He got real sad when the Raptors won. He got real sad when the Raptors won. I think I'd be sad, too, if I got traded, and then my team won the championship the next year. That'd make me pretty daggum mad. But Kawhi then left them a year later, left the Raptors after winning the MVP, and he just leaves. He don't know what he wants to do. He can't make up his mind. He's retarded. Okay. And then Paul George, I can understand why he doesn't want to play with the Thunder. Nobody likes Russell Westbrook. He's a ball hog, and he can't play basketball. So they both went to the Clippers. I think this is the best move they possibly could have made. What do you think about it?
Well, I think about...
Okay, you can think about
taco.
It. We're not about taco anymore. Okay. Now, listen to this.
Well, listen about.
Listen, Seth Curry, Stephen Curry's little brother, he played on the Blazers last year. The Blazers almost went to the championship, but they couldn't beat Steph Curry and the Warriors. They couldn't do it. And now Seth Curry was a key part in making it that far. Now, I think that, I don't know why they let him go, but he wanted to go to Dallas, and I think this was a great move, because if they didn't want him, he shouldn't be there. And Dallas is a great place to go. What do you think about it, Lila?
Good.
All right, good.
I think Dallas has great weathermans.
Okay, that's great. Just leave. Now, should the Lakers, now, as we all know, you can go now.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. As you know, the Lakers got DeMarcus Cousins. But they also have a center, JaVale McGee, who I think is a much, much better player than Cousins is. I think he's just better all around, better attitude, better team player. I think, and now, they don't know who they're going to start. Are they going to start Cousins? What am I talking about?
Taco.
No, I'm not talking about Taco, you tard. Anthony. Okay, I can't think right now, but Cousins, he's a traitor. Nobody likes him. Now, I should start McGee because he's just a much better player. What do you think? You think they should start McGee or Cousins? Okay, that's great. Thanks for listening to the show. It was a little hectic today because of Eden, but now the show is over.